You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Judith Sears Poisson. Coming up, an oral history project is collecting the accounts of people who participated in Milwaukee's housing marches 50 years ago.
First, it's time for a weekly look at some of the biggest Wisconsin news stories. GOP primaries for the two special legislative elections were held. We'll find out who came out on top and who they'll face in the general election.
Wisconsin taxpayers footed a bill for Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, two of his GOP colleagues and their staffers to go to Ohio last year to attend a news conference.
And Wisconsin parents can sign up online for a new child tax credit that was approved as part of the state's biennial budget.
Robert Menser joins us to dig into those stories and more. He's a statewide living and storytelling editor for the USA Today Network Wisconsin, based in Wausau. Rob, welcome back.
Hey, thanks.
So let's start out with these GOP primaries for the special elections. Remind us what led to these special elections being called.
Yeah, so these were created by vacancies when Governor Scott Walker appointed a couple of Republicans to positions in his administration. And you will recall this was the subject of some debate earlier this year, because they were the Walker and Republicans didn't want to have these special elections. They preferred to have this, like, just do this in the fall. But the courts and the law eventually said, no, you have to have special elections here. That whole argument delayed things to the point where we're going to end up having special elections just a couple months before the fall election.
And the primary was this week, and the general is next month. It's coming up really fast.
Yeah, it's June 12th.
And so the GOP did held their primaries for those two seats on Tuesday. What were the results? Who came out on top?
Sure. Well, the sort of probably the more interesting one is the first Senate district, which is like Green Bay and some of that area up to Door County as well. A Republican state representative, Andre Jacques, won in that race against an opponent, Alex Renard, who is a businessman. And what's sort of interesting there is that Jacques, despite being an incumbent state representative, was not the pick of the sort of like Republican establishment. Republican leadership had endorsed Renard. Hmm. Jacques is he's a social conservative. He's animated by social issues. So he's been an outspoken opponent for protections for people who are transgender, or, you know, these are sort of his issues.
Abortion has been a big issue for him as
well. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Anti-abortion politician. So I think it's the case that state Republican leaders, Governor Scott Walker on down, would rather be talking about tax cuts and business policies. But at any rate, I mean, at least in this race, Jacques had the edge, and immediately after he won, every Republican leader said that they endorse him and mm-hmm. will support him for the general.
And how about that second race?
Yeah, the second race is down in South Central Wisconsin in the 42nd Assembly District, and a town board member named John Plummer will face Democrat Ann Groves Lloyd. They're both of Lodi.
And was that any surprise that he came out on top?
Well, it was a bigger race. There were four candidates in that race. He's a town board member. He has a karate studio down there. It's always a little harder to predict when it's a whole bunch of candidates like that. Mm-hmm. But I think Republicans seem pleased enough with that outcome.
So both of these open seats had been held by Republicans who then were given appointments in the Walker administration. Earlier this year, we saw a seat change from Republican to Democrat because of a special election. Are there any predictions on what might happen next month when it's a general election and someone's elected actually to the seat?
Right. I mean, well, you know, look, some people, Judith, are cynical and say that this might have had something to do with why Walker didn't want to hold these special elections in the first place, is that the trend in Wisconsin and nationwide has been that Democrats have been really doing very, very well in special elections this year and have been outperforming. And so, I think it's very, very much in play, especially the Senate race, the state Senate race, should be very much in play in the June 12th general election. Now then we'll just do it again in the fall. So
true.
Who knows? I think it's one to they're both good to watch.
Let's move on. This week we learned that Wisconsin taxpayers ended up footing a bill for Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. Two of his GOP colleagues and their staffers to go to Ohio last year was a single-day trip to attend a news conference. How unusual is that, Rob?
It's pretty unusual. I mean, generally, legislators don't use the state plane. The governor uses it all the time. This governor and previous governors use that to travel around, do news conferences in different parts of the state, or visit different sites. But in this case, Robin Voss, the Assembly Speaker, had only used it once before, and it really is unusual, if not unprecedented, to use it to travel out of state.
And how much did the trip cost?
So this was they billed the taxpayers $4,300 for this day trip to give a news conference in Ohio. This was with Voss and Representatives Mike Rohrkast of Neenah and Tyler Vorpagel of Plymouth.
And what have we heard from Speaker Voss or those other legislators about this, whether this is something that they feel they need to address or not?
Sure. Well, Voss defends the substance of the conference, basically. The purpose of this, they were talking about the importance of federalism and of giving states the power to address problems, like opiate crisis and other problems. So Voss's position is that this was worthwhile and was in the interest of the public in Wisconsin because those are policies that he supports. I mean, the reason why this is notable or the reason why this is interesting is it's just part of, it shows the closeness, the close ties Voss had with this Ohio speaker, this Ohio legislator named Cliff Rosenberger, who has resigned now from office in the middle of news that he's under investigation by the FBI into a bunch of, corruption charges, essentially, fancy trips and apartments.
Right,
and stuff.
Exactly, yeah. For questionable travel,
Yeah, questionable travel, right, exactly. So it turns out Voss was very good friends with this guy. This may have been reported. I noticed it in this week's story that Rosenberger was best man at Voss's wedding last year. That's close. They're buddies. And so it has caused reporters to start looking at Voss's travel habits and times he was together with this guy, traveled with this guy, went on a lobbying-funded trip or whatever.
Hmm. Well, certainly sounds like there might be more coming out on that. We're taking our weekly look back at some of the top Wisconsin news stories with Rob Menser. He's statewide living and storytelling editor for the USA Today Network Wisconsin, based in Wausau. And Rob, this week, Wisconsin parents were able to apply online for a new child tax credit. Remind us how that came about.
Sure. So Republicans passed this into law this year. And this week, Governor Scott Walker was traveling around the state to promote the sign-up period for this. Yeah, $100 per child for any kid 18 years old and under, born anytime before December 31st, 2017.
And who's eligible to apply for it? Is it really anyone, or are there certain income restrictions?
Anyone. Go sign up. So you have until July 2nd to sign up. You'll get a check or a direct deposit sometime this summer. There's a state website for it. This is going to end up costing the state about $122 million. It is not a small expense to the state, but Walker and Republicans' argument is that the economy is growing. The money, there's a surplus, by some accounting at least, and so this is a way of giving back some money to Wisconsin residents. There are some others who see this as sort of a political ploy, but I guess it can be maybe it can be both.
And is this a one-time thing, or will this continue in future years?
This is a one-time thing.
So people should get on there and apply by July 2nd. And finally, good news, maybe, for movie buffs, MoviePass is coming to Wisconsin. What's that?
Yeah, so this is kind of all the rage now, and it was getting some attention this week. So this is a new startup, and you pay a flat fee of $10 per month, and then you can see as many movies as you want, at least one per day, at theaters that participate, which is like most theaters, like Marcus Theaters does it, AMC Theaters have it. So it's kind of an amazing deal if you see movies at all, since usually just one
ticket
costs $10 or more, you know.
So I'm not an economist, but that seems like a hard business model to make money on, since people might spend $30 or $40 a month on movies to see three or four instead of 10. So how is MoviePass doing financially?
Terrible. Your instincts are correct. This is kind of what's funny. The other thing the company announced this week is that it lost $98.3 million in the last quarter on $48.6 million of revenue.
Wow.
So the business model is they go and buy tickets and they just eat the losses. So it's like very unclear what the business plan is here. But I guess if you like movies, it's a good deal to you. The best comment I think was a tweet from the writer Derek Thompson of The Atlantic, who wrote, "Right now, MoviePass isn't a business so much as a late capitalist welfare program that redistributes hundreds of millions of dollars from venture capital to subsidize American leisure."
Well, there you go.
Which is nice.
I can't think of a better place to leave it, Rob. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Rob Menser is a statewide living and storytelling editor for USA Today Network Wisconsin. He was with us for our weekly look at news stories from around the state.